Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great day, enjoying themselves during the extended weekend and all that comes with it. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Jean. How's it going?
It's going, girl.
Good.
It's
going good.
Yes, yes, yes. So, how was your day?
You
Did
know
I
what?
Help?
It was pretty uneventful, but good. It was good. There was no company. It was just me and my daughter. No fireworks. It was too rainy to grill, but I made coleslaw and burgers inside, French fries, baked up some peanut butter cookies. And, you know, it was just nice and quiet. It was us, the dogs, and, you know, poetry and, you know, music and all kinds of, you know, just nice, relaxing stuff. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. That's what the long weekends are for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Life has enough noisy days.
I didn't catch the last thing.
Oh, I said life has enough noisy days.
Amen. Absolutely. Yep. Hey, we have two callers on the line already. How about that?
Oh, wow. It's a party.
I'm liking it. First off, we have Dexter. Hey, Dex, welcome aboard. Happy 4th of July.
Hello.
Hey, Dexter. Happy 4th
of July. Hey, happy 4th.
And guess what? This one just added himself. The next call I'm going to pick up, what do you hear this? Hello, Randy G.
Hello,
hey, Randy.
Bill.
I was sitting here going, whose number is this? And I saw you in the room, and I went, I just numbered it now. Good to have you, Randy.
You got me this time, Phil.
Now you helped me out this time. Kind of like cheating. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Someday I'm going to put a post-it note.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th of July to you, too, Randy. Good to have you join us. Very nice. What's up, fellas?
Glad to
anything
be here.
Good? Y'all have a good day?
Great day so far.
Awesome. And Dex, you had a good day? Sorry.
Good day so far. Pizza, dogs in a noisy room. People sounding off fireworks, you know.
Right.
I don't have a thing like last night.
scared the pee out
of my dog across the kitchen floor last night during the show, so I'm hoping to not have that.
I felt so sorry for your poor dog, but it was funny because what happened, Gene, is just as I called on Dexter to read a poem, I'm like, Dexter, will you please give this read to us? He's like, I'm sorry, fireworks just went off and my dog just peed and pooped all over the place.
Oh, God.
I'm like, that's the first time I've heard that excuse.
Right. There you go. I'm pretty lucky.
So
our dog isn't fazed by the noise. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, luckily.
So many people have dogs that are affected by all that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a rough time of year for Bailey. For the real Bailey.
Right. Mm. Never know, do you?
No.
Okay, Pam, I'm going to shut up now and let you take over the show. Have a good one. I'm going to sit here and be quiet.
I don't know about that, but, yep, absolutely. Happy 4th of July, you know, American Independence Day, everyone. As most people know, the significance of this day is called the Birthday of America, is that in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia. And, of course, we celebrate all over the United States with fireworks, family reunions, concerts, barbecues, picnics, parades, baseball games, et cetera, et cetera. You know, of course, if you're from Wisconsin or Minnesota, lots of beer drinking, although I'm sure that goes on in other parts of the United States, too. But, you know. We ran a contest with a variety of prompts where we asked people to contribute poetry because we wanted to celebrate and honor the birthday of America. You know, we try to avoid ranting, raving, overly political stuff, you know. Just because I feel like, especially with my after midnight prompts that I often put up and Rex often puts up, we offer people enough opportunity to do their soapbox, what I like to call soapbox poems, which of course I greatly appreciate. You know, I think part of the importance of poetry is being able to stand up and vent or speak up about what you need to. But this show in particular and the contest was for the whole idea of honoring and celebrating America. So with that being said, we do have a great lineup of poetry tonight that I'm looking forward to getting into. And, of course, I'm happy to be hanging out with you, Phil, and Randy, and Dexter, and I see Betty Page on the board. Hello, Betty. Happy 4th of July. Good to see you. And I know we did have Bill and Selena on there earlier, so if they're listening in, happy 4th of July. Even though, yes, Selena, my cousin, I know you're from across the pond, but still, happy day. And
I'm wiggling my fingers in my ears and say, we won.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, there was this meme on Facebook that said, have a good day at work tomorrow, Europe.
Sometimes you just got to beat that word like that.
You do. Absolutely. That is for sure.
Oh, my God.
But we are actually going to start out with a classic poem called America by Edgar Albert Guest. And Randy, would you be so kind as to read that poem for us, please?
Sure. America by Edgar Albert Guest. God has been good to man. He gave his only son their souls to save, and then he made a second gift, which from their dreary lives should lift the tyrant's yoke and set them free from all who'd throttle liberty. He gave America to men, fashioned this land we love, and then deep in her forest sowed the seed, which was to serve man's earthly need. When wisps of smoke burst upward curl from pilgrim fires upon the world, unnoticed and unseen began God's second work of grace for man, where the saving savage roamed and fought. God sowed the seed of nobler thought. He to the land we love to claim, the pioneers of freedom came. Here has been cradled all that's best in every human mind and breast. For full 400 years and more, our land has stretched her welcoming shore to weary feet from soils afar, soul-shackled serfs of king and czar have journeyed here and toiled and sung and talked of freedom to their young. And God above has smiled to see this precious work of liberty and watched this second gift he gave, the dreary lives of men to save. And now, when liberty's at bay, and blood-stained tyrants force the fray, worn warriors battling for the right, crushed by oppression's cruel might. Here in the dark through which they grope, America's glad cry of hope, man's liberty is not to die. America is standing by. Worldwide shall human lives be free. America has crossed the sea. America, the land we love, God's second gift from heaven above, built and fashioned out of truth, sinewed by him with splendid youth. For that glad day when shall be furled all tyrant flags throughout the world, for this our banner holds the sky, that liberty shall never die. For this America began to make a brotherhood of man. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Randy. And this is such a beautiful classic poem that, of course, I thought fit perfectly with tonight's topic. Edgar Allan Burt Guest was actually born in Britain, but spent most of his life in the USA after his family moved there when he was a child. I thought this was wonderfully written all the way through. It has such a strong sense of patriotism, but especially pays tribute to the gift of freedom. And I really, really like the message of this. And God sowed the seed of nobler thought here to the land we love to claim. The pioneers of freedom came. here has been cradled all that's best in every mind and breast. You know, wonderful lines. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this poem nailed it. You know, it really has a spirited draw, which is, you know, which is an important thing when talking about the country, when talking about, you know, the liberty is not to die, America is standing by. There's just a spirited, almost roar or push that America is really founded on in this poem. And he captured that, which is kind of surprising from somebody that is not from here, but obviously that being here in this country got that inspiration. So great read, Randy, and a great write.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I think this is a wonderful poem for tonight. I wonder why, you know, being goofy like I am. But I thought that, I think Mr. Guest did a fine job with this piece.
Absolutely. It's almost like he wrote it for our show.
Absolutely. It just always makes me laugh when I comment on these great poets because I'm like, you know, I'm sure they're all tickled to play up there going, look, she liked it. No, I don't think so.
Right? No, I feel the same way.
but I did... The whole poem was really good. And, Randy, it was a wonderful read. I may have repeated myself there, but, you know, I'm a little senile. It's okay. I really like this ending stanza. You know, America, the land we love, God's second gift from heaven above, builded and fashioned out of truth, sinewed by him with splendid youth. For that glad day when we shall be furled, all tyrant flags throughout the world, for this our banner holds the sky. That liberty shall never die. For this, America began to make the brotherhood of man. So just, you know, I mean, I just love that alone. I mean, if that had been the whole thing, I would have been like, yeah, good, great poem, Pam. But the whole thing was wonderful. So great choice. Great choice.
Thank you. Thank you. Great comment. Mm-hmm. And Randy, you did a great read of that classic poem. Your thoughts?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's a wonderful poem. It's it's the kind of things a poet, when you read it and look at it, you know, you marvel. And I'm really jealous that someone could write such a wonderful and well thought out poem about the subject of our nation, the 4th of July in particular. There are many, many wonderful lines throughout this, so it's hard to single out any, but I'll give a couple. Deep and perforce sowed the seed, which was to serve man's earthly need, when wisps of smoke burst upwards curled from pilgrim fires upon the world. I mean, you know, this whole poem just flows wonderfully. It has a great cadence and flow to it, and I really thought it was special.
Absolutely. I like that because I have to agree it is a special poem. So very cool. Wonderful comments, everybody. All right. Well, up next I have The Declaration of Independence by Gerald E. Green. And Gerald was nice enough to supply us with a recording. So whenever you're ready, Gene.
Here we go.
The Declaration of Independence. Written and read by Gerald Green. They gathered together, those 56 men, to chart a new course that they wanted to try, using unalienable rights as a way to describe the conditions for which they were willing to die. Life was the first right for which they did say was given to man, that in his own way might provide for his family and work with his hands, to grow crops and make products and develop his lands. Liberty was second on the list that they signed, but no less important to them in their mind, as each person must have it to live and be free and to honor the loss of the Liberty Tree. Yes, the Liberty Tree that had stood firm and tall on the commons of Boston and cherished by all who gathered together on that sacred ground where the clarion call for their freedom did resound. But the tree was destroyed in the previous year by the British, who wanted the people to hear of their power, authority, and laws that they made, caring not for their freedom, and to make them afraid. Although it was struck down by men with an axe, it stood yet in memory because of the tax that was made by the British and forced upon them, so the tree was yet honored by many brave men. Our happiness also was third on the list, that people should pursue and should also insist that the laws should support and should even provide a foundation and framework to grow civic pride. Those 56 men at that solemn event signed the new declaration and knew what it meant, that their names were a sentence upon their own life, and that this independence would be paid for with strife. That day in July, that hot day on the 4th, independence declared against King George and Lord North. This nation would grow, and the whole world would see how her people would thrive with newfound liberty. From Adams to Whipple, we honor those men who sacrificed much of their wealth and who then supported the future of democracy, risking all that they were so that we might be free.
Great read and write, Gerald. Thank you for the recording. It is very much appreciated. I really appreciate that Gerald shared that with us. It wasn't put into the contest because it was a pre-write, but he shared it on the board and said he hoped it would fit in with the show, and I felt like it definitely did. And Jean, your thoughts? Are you on mute, Jean?
Well, I was. I was just getting there. I was like, why am I feeling that I'm not being heard? Ah! I keep my mute button on, I guess. I think this piece was wonderful. I loved the rhyme and meter all throughout. I thought he told the story beautifully, really beautifully, from beginning to end, you know. It was just really... a well-expressed piece, and I think that he did a fabulous job with it. And the audio was terrific, Gerald, so thanks for sharing with us. Really great job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have to read, you know, Gerald's reading voice and his audio quality is definitely always just top-notch. And Randy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful read and write by Gerald, a very well-composed piece that rhymed and flowed so well and, again, filled with many wonderful lines. I love the fact that it had so many historical references to it that played such a part in our freedom and our liberty in the 4th of July. You know, it made for a wonderful poem, and it fit in perfectly, even though it was in the contest. It very well could have been, because it was perfect for this contest and this night. I liked it.
Absolutely, yes. Great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a fantastic piece by Gerald, you know, weaving together the tale of the Declaration of Independence and how it was brought forth and signed, and breaking it down stanza by stanza. You know, it was written by Thomas Jefferson, which was well known. And he did such a fantastic job. He was such an incredible writer. You know, he didn't I don't think that he even spoke his State of the Union because he was so low speaking and just kind of mild. He had such a weak voice, but his pen was so strong. And but he penned this piece, and this is a great tribute to that and the strength of the country. So well done, Gerald.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wonderful comments, everybody. I wanted to put this poem second after the classic poem because I really did feel like it spoke on the spirit of the day and the spirit of the program with how it speaks on the history of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And I like how he has a stanza for life and then a stanza for, and then the part for liberty and then a part for the pursuit of happiness. And I really like this all the way through, but I was especially moved by the parts that where he wrote about the Liberty Tree and how it was chopped down, but how the memory of it still stayed in people's minds, and you know how they, even with the tree felled, they still continued forth, you know, with their determination to be, continue to be a free nation. So wonderful, right, all the way through, and just very well done. All right, let's see what we have next. All right. Up next, we have Red, White, and Blue by Tears from Within. And Dexter, would you please give that a read for us?
Absolutely. This is Red, White, and Blue by Tears from Within. Red, White, and Blue, they have bled for you, as freedom isn't free. Great fights have been won. Some things can't be undone for the ones who were slaves to be. History is messy, but things sometimes are testy. Freedom isn't free. Men, women, husbands, wives, to be a great country, you cannot forget the loss of life. Sons and daughters born by mother and father, sister and brother, freedom isn't free. United we stand, divided we still fall. So don't forget the ones who fought for me and you. They died for their country. Values to make true. Red, white, and blue. They have bled for you. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Dexter. And what a great write by Tears from Within. I have to say that I really appreciate how much lately she's been writing for and supporting our shows with her poetry. I thought this was a wonderful write because of the fact that it's patriotic, but at the same time, it's realistic. Like when she says, history is messy, but things sometimes are testy. Freedom isn't free. You know, it's had, and of course, blind before that, great fights have been won. Some things can't be undone for the ones who are slaves to be. There is an ugliness to some, oftentimes to history. It is messy. Freedom isn't free. There are, you know, people obviously who make sacrifices. Those men and women who serve their country in the United Armed Forces, you know, they make sacrifices. Some of them never come home. Some of the men, pretty much all of them, come home changed. And I like that this poem reminds us that the freedom we have didn't just magically show up. It was fought for and it was bled for. So wonderful writing, very well done. And Randy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And she did make this very personal in that respect, that it brings it home to the fact that men and women, husband and wife, to be a great country, You cannot forget the loss of life. Son and daughter mourn on mother and father, sister and brother. Freedom isn't free. It's true. I mean, the country was born out of rebellion. There was a war. There was fighting. There was loss of life in order to gain freedom. And throughout the years, other wars have been fought and other lives have been lost in the pursuit of maintaining that freedom. So it's a costly thing. Freedom is not free. And you made a very good point of that. I thought it was a wonderful point.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Well said. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought that this was a great job, very well stated. You know, without the brave men, our nation would never have been started in the first place. So, I mean, her words are so true from the beginning till now, you know. And brave men and women kept us free ever since. So I think that this is well done. And thank you so much, Tears from Within. Very well done. Very well done. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Good comment. And Dexter, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great write, you know, focusing on the people that stepped up. You know, it's easy to have hindsight in a lot of things, you know, the mistakes and things that were made. But for the belief in this red, white, and blue, there were certain people that stepped up and gave their lives for that. And he recognizes that in this poem, so very well done.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And definitely there were sacrifices made, uncountable amount of sacrifices made for the freedoms we have. Great comments. All right, and up next we have We Salute You by Jody Melton. And it goes like this. To the land of the brave on a day so grand, we gather together, united across the land. With hearts full of gratitude, we stand proud and tall to honor the sacrifice made by men and women who answered the call. To the World War II soldiers who fought and never wavered in war, this holiday in July is yours, circled four. The greatest generation of all time in the nation's heart will forever be enshrined. On this 4th of July, we look back in time to the heroes who fought, putting their lives on the line. In wars they embarked on for the freedom they fought, for their bravery and valor will never be forgotten. From this battle, the battlefields afar, where their voices rise, their courage ignited like fireworks in the skies. They faced the darkness, stood strong and true. For the home of the free, they risked all they knew. Through trials and hardships, they marched ahead. With love for their country, their souls widespread. They left their families, kissed them goodbye. Knowing their duty, they reached for the sky. Their sacrifice was immense, their resolve without measure. They fought in the name of freedom, truly becoming a national treasure. They shed their blood on the hallowed ground to ensure liberty's melody would resound. Their legacy endures, inspiring anew, reminding us all of what we must do to cherish freedom so hard-earned and won, to honor the fallen whose battles on the fields were done. So on this 4th of July, let us proclaim our gratitude and respect loud and untamed for the brave soldiers who paved the way so that we, the people, could live free another day. Let us remember their courage and their might and celebrate their valor shining bright. With hearts full of pride, we proudly wave in the home of the free because of the brave. And poem, and I'd like to read his short AN, which says, in memory of my grandpa Ernest P. Thompson and his bravery in World War II, to two purple hearts and three tours served. Well done, sir. Oh, that is so moving. Sorry, I think I get a little teary when it comes to poems like that. And Lester, your thoughts?
Well, what a tribute, you know. And where it really started to hit me from battlefields afar, you know, a lot of people would be willing to step up if the fight's in your backyard, you know. That's easy to see, that's hard, you know, easy to imagine. But to go across the world and to fight these battles in places you've never been. I mean, I imagine the majority of these young soldiers have never been outside the country, you know. This is their first time maybe going outside of the state, inside of the town. And so the bravery is remarkable. You know, and this one says, to the earned and won, to the honor of the fallen. But I would say almost in a way they all have, to be in battle, I would imagine it's certain extent of you is all, it is all have fallen in a certain way. Yeah, I know that the soldiers would say that, you know, that this, they did it for the ones that passed away, but I got to imagine, you know, a piece of you still remains on the battlefield, no matter who you are. So I just think that this is an incredible right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. You know, the idea, and then considering the fact, I mean, those soldiers came from all over the United States, and many of them from small towns and probably had never traveled in their life. And then to go that far away from family and friends, you know, so wonderful observation. And Randy, your thoughts?
Yes, I echo everything that Dex said. This is a wonderful right, and I kind of focused on, try to pick something out in particular. The stanza, their sacrifice was immense, their resolve without measure. They fought in the name of freedom, truly becoming a national treasure. They shed their blood on hallowed ground to ensure liberty's melody would resound. This is a wonderfully touching right throughout. And I was thinking today, and as I wrote, Vaughn, I wrote that, you know, I'd like that everybody, I would like it if everyone could just sit down for a minute and try to wrap their brain around what we're celebrating today, what it really means. It doesn't mean fireworks and alcohol and picnics and parades. It's it means that lives were lost and blood was shed so that we could be free. And it's a solemn thing, and should be thought of in that way and cherished. We should cherish our freedom on this day. And I thought this poem really spoke to that very well. And I thought it was a wonderful tribute, especially to his grandfather.
Yep, exactly. And you are so right. I mean, and while fireworks can be fun, parades can be fun. And, well, you know, I just finished my last sip of cold, delicious American-made beer. So, but it is, you are so right. It's, you know, these things are all fine to have, but we have to remember the actual importance of any holiday, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, that actually honors and celebrates the freedoms we have and the people who made that possible. So well said there, Randy. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I think you said that well.
very well, Randy. People do. They lose sight of what all this is about, all the holidays. I think they kind of get tossed up in the air and shuffled around, and they come back down, and some people have no idea which is which and why. But this is a wonderful poem, absolutely a wonderful poem. I thought it was a wonderful tribute piece in memory of her grandpa. You know, I got two stanzas out of the center, you know, starting with through trials and hardships, they marched ahead with love for their country, their souls widespread. And I took that down into the next stanza. I'm not going to reread it all because, you know, it was just read and read well. So, but I wanted to say beautifully written and thank you for the share. It was just really, really wonderful, Jody, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
I have to agree. Wonderful comment, Jean. Yeah, I really liked this all the way through, and I was glad he put that in his AN about his grandfather because, you know, it added an extra depth to the poem, which was already strong, and, you know, I can see why he would be quite proud and honored to have such a hero for a grandfather, you know. I really like this all the way through, but I especially like where it says, "So on this 4th of July, let us proclaim our gratitude and respect loud and untamed for the brave soldiers who paved the way so that we, the people, could live free another day." Wonderful lines and very well done. And let's see what we have next. Amen to that, Dexter. Yep. All right. And Randy, I'm going to go ahead and I put your poem up next. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, I've got to refresh here real quick. Okay, mine is Happy Birthday, USA. Happy birthday to the U.S. of A. on this 4th of July, home of George Washington, who couldn't tell a lie, the father of our nation. He refused to be made king, became president. It had a more benevolent reign. A brand new nation is founded upon a constitution with his Bill of Rights, a humane societal revolution, basing our freedom on inalienable God-given rights, fruits of sacrifice, life and limb of the patriots' fight, and fought for and protected in every ensuing war by dedicated Americans, each one loyal to the core, who clearly understood our freedom really isn't free, with extremely heavy cost on behalf of you and me. Now as we celebrate America's birthday on this day, let us recognize what had to happen along the way so we can live in the greatest nation devised by man, becoming one nation under God for which we stand. End poem.
Great, Randy. Wow. I am so glad you were inspired. And Jean, your thoughts?
I mean, this was a wonderful poem. You know, I enjoyed your rhyme and flow throughout. But, you know, you really told it like it is. I mean, and I love how you started, happy birthday to the U.S. today on this 4th of July. And then you go into George Washington, which I thought was a nice touch for it. Because that is the beginning, the history of it all. You know, I mean, it counts a lot. But each stanza here I thought was wonderful. A brand new nation is founded upon a constitution with its Bill of Rights, a humane societal revolution, facing our freedom on inalienable God-given rights, fruits of sacrifice, life and limb of the patriots' fight. I think this was just really, really well stated throughout. And yes, just a great job. And thanks for sharing with us tonight. I really like it. I really do.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Great comment, Jean. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a great right, Randy. Fought for and protected in every ensuing war by dedicated Americans, each one loyal to the core. You know, I feel like obviously that was a salute to, you know, to the almost the double entendre, loyal to the core. I would imagine the Marine Corps also. Clearly understood our freedom really isn't free, the heavy cost on behalf of you and me. You know, it did, these wars have weighed heavily on us, and it shaped us as a country. And I just think that you kind of cover quite a lot of ground, you know, to cover a couple hundred years in a few stanzas. And then to recognize, like you said, what's happened along the way. Great, right, Randy? And thank you for your service.
Thanks very much, Dex.
Well said there, Dexter. And I do have to agree with you. It was very impressive that in only 152 words, Randy covered so much of history. This is a wonderful celebratory and honorary poem, an honoring poem that, you know, paid tribute to the birth of our nation and the freedoms that we have because of the men and women who fought for our freedoms. I was glad when Jean brought up the part about George Washington in the beginning. And where it's, I especially like where you put in the father of our nation, he refused to be made king because they actually did want him to be king. They won their freedom from Great Britain, and there were people saying, hey, you should be the king of this nation. And he basically, obviously I'm paraphrasing because I have no idea how George Washington actually talked. He said, no. That's what we fought to get away from. You know, we're not going to get away from one monarch and then create another. So I thought that was a particularly important part of the poem. But really, it's difficult to separate any one part because it's all important. I did like that Dexter pointed out the loyal to the core line. And all the way through, just a wonderful patriotic right. And I do like where you say, fought for and protected every ensuing war by dedicated Americans, each one loyal to the core, who clearly understood our freedom really isn't free with extremely heavy cost on behalf of you and me. And then when you say, let us recognize what had to happen along the way so we can live in the greatest nation devised by man, becoming one nation under God for which we stand. Wonderful right there, Randy. Very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam.
Absolutely. All right. Let's see what we got next. I feel like in those quiet moments, like when I'm trying to grab a link, somebody ought to be humming a few bars from the Star Spangled Banner or something.
we need some patriotic music in the background.
There you go. Jean can burst out in her Whitney Houston imitation. Don't you have a Whitney Houston
Dex,
imitation,
right?
Jean?
Are you talking about Dex? Oh, my God. If I said like
that's
Whitney
for another
Houston,
show.
I was just going to say, we're sitting here. If I sound like Whitney Houston, babe, we wouldn't be sitting here in the radio right now. We'd all be loaded with Whitney. We'd be loaded with money. We'd have the other people doing things.
Yep, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Well, up next we have July 4th by Betty Page, and Betty was nice enough to supply us with a recording, so whenever you're ready, Gene.
Yeah, quiet Dex got, though. He wasn't singing or nothing. You noticed that, right? I took a note of that, Dex.
Quietly okay, in the background, not singing.
I'm putting up that note, yeah.
July 4th, shimmering red, white, and blue, cascading colors of every hue, as we sing songs of old and some new, gathering round with all of our friends, barbecuing all day long, while children play swimming in cool pools, sipping on pink lemonade, eating watermelon and ice cream, hand in hand strolling through parks, carrying flags down to the parade, getting our spots to watch fireworks, enjoying carnival games and rides, everyone singing, laughing, as sunset fades into dark of night, twinkling stars shine high above, colorful fireworks booming bright, another beautiful day, creating wonderful memories, gazing at sapphire skies, blooming in rainbow colors. End poem.
Great read and write there, Betty. What a wonderful, I mean, it's just a delightful celebrating type write for the evening. And I like the positive energy in this poem, how she reminds us of how, you know, a day to have fun and spend time with loved ones. Great imagery all the way through. And I love her attention to detail. Barbecue all day long while children play swimming in cool pools, sipping on pink lemonade, eating watermelon and ice cream. That's what I didn't get today, watermelon. Well, that's all right. Next time I get into town, I'm going to have to buy some watermelon because that just sounds delicious right now. Wonderful imagery and a delightful write. And Randy, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right.
As usual, a wonderful read and write by Betty. And like you said, this was a very light answer to the prompts on the 4th of July. We've had some serious and heavy writes, but this is a little more lighthearted and enjoyable. Like you said, every line is well written and elaborates on things that I hope most of us can relate to at some point, maybe in our youth. I know not everybody's fortunate enough to have been able to do that, but I certainly remember the barbecues and swimming in a pool and sipping lemonade and having watermelon and ice cream. Wonderful summer memories of celebrating a 4th of July with family and friends and relaxing and wonderfully enjoying the freedom that we all have because of what we talked about in some of the other poems. But this speaks to a lighter side of it, and it's very well done, as always, by Betty. So I really enjoyed this very much.
And me too. It is definitely the kind of write that puts a smile on your face. So, great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Hold on, can you come back, please?
Oh, did you have to step away? Okay. Gene, your thoughts?
She's shooting off fireworks somewhere.
Oh, they both stepped away. Okay.
No. I just did the mute thing like I did. I try to always put up a be right back if I really have to step away. I thought this is wonderfully a wonderful expression of America's birthday party celebration. That's really what it is. Every bit of this, there was so much imagery throughout the whole thing. But it actually, it paints those images in your mind. You know, you can see, because it's very relatable to most of us, you know, all the scenarios that she put into these stanzas. You know, I think most everyone's been to a parade, and we're in the old days, you know, maybe not so old days. You know, 4th of July rolled around, there was always flags out, and there was flags from Flag Day in June to the 4th of July. And then, you know, well, maybe they took them down until September for Labor Day the next month. But, you know, the images, as I say, were so relatable. And I think you really painted a wonderful picture. So I think you did a great job here, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Each stanza was really, really nice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. All right. I don't know if Dexter is back to comment, but
I am.
Okay, great.
You know, I just love the nostalgia of this one. It really, you know, as Randy had stated earlier, it is about remembering, you know, the soldiers and the people that had fought. But there is also a great deal of importance, emotional and social importance tied with holidays and things that we lost over the course of COVID. You know, you can't help but think of those things that we lost over COVID. And just these times to be able to hang out with family are, you know, there's a you know, it's to the science of it. It is important. We need these types of interactions. And so I thought that this tied greatly into that also. So very well done.
That is so true. Well said there. Well said there.
Hi, Randy.
Great comments, everyone. And have a good night, Randy. Thank you so much for calling in and joining us while you could. Thank you and have a good night. All right, so next up, we have Yankee Doodle Dandy by Grant G. And Jean, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sorry. Okay, this is called Yankee Doodle Dandy by Grant G. Battlefields lie eerily silent. Mounds of earth give a clue. Grass, corn, weeds, and flowers grow where death toll grew. Crops now replace all reality. In fact, guns, swords, uniforms as battalions reenact. Drummer boys walk before, playing Yankee Doodle Dandy. Onlookers clap and cheer, children chew on candy. Hot dogs, popcorn, Coca-Cola, ice cream, cakes, coffee pots. Families sit picnicking, celebrating life. A nation born of many nationalities, brought together in their quest of dreaming of better life actually. Farmers, blacksmiths, ranchers, and yes, many, many chanters. State claims on land and marriage, giving birth to the nation's romances.
Great read, Gene, and a wonderful write by Grant G. I'm glad he was inspired. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a very American read. I mean, this is almost apple pie, you know, Yankee Doodle Dandy, drummer boy, onlookers clap and cheer, children chew their on candy, hot dogs, popcorn. There's just a lot of imagery or just a lot of symbolism used effectively throughout this to reiterate the point, and very well done by Grant G.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right, this does have a very Americana-type feel, as you said, that American as apple pie-type feel to it. So wonderful observation. And Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
I thought that this was nicely done. I really enjoyed it. And I grabbed the two stanzas. I just had to make sure I was talking to you instead of to myself. Cops now replace all reality. gun swords and uniforms as the battalions reenact. Summer boys walk before playing Yankee Doodle Dandy. Onlookers clap and cheer. Children chewing candy. You know, I'm not sure where all these reenactments take place, but I know Virginia is not far from me, and I know they have a lot of them down around there. And they probably have some closer to me because, you know, Gettysburg is not far from me. But, you know, some people, they go and they watch these things every year, kind of like going to the parade. Most people go to a parade. Other people go to the reenactment. And it's got to be intriguing to see all that, you know, with the soldiers and all in uniform and all the other things they have set up. So I think that was a neat thing to pull into the poem because, again, it gives you great imagery. It gives you good, wow, another picture painted, I guess I should say. So it's pretty amazing. So wonderful job, Grant, and thanks for sharing as always. Really well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Yeah, it would be interesting. I would actually like to go see those reenactments, you know, the Revolutionary War reenactments, the Civil War ones. That would be really cool to see. I did like the Americana feel to this and the imagery used, how he brings in all the different foods and the energy of it. So I really like Drummer Boys Walk Before, Playing Yankee Doodle Dandy, Onlookers Clap and Cheer, Children Chew on Candy. I also really like where he brings in a nation born of many nationalities brought together in their quest of dreaming of better life, actually. And that is true. We are a nation of many nationalities, you know, many religions, many ways of life, you know, that you know, should definitely all be embraced and you know, celebrated. So, you know, just a wonderful line all the way through. The interesting fact here is the line in the song Yankee Doodle Dandy that says, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. It was actually kind of a mocking line because the term macaroni came from these rich young men who would go travel from the United States and go traveling abroad to Europe and other countries, other nations, and would come back with what they declared were the latest fashion, and they dressed in a very pomp, you know, very just elaborate clothing. And these young men came to be called macaronis. And so while it is celebrated as a patriotic song, it was actually first written as kind of almost a satirical mocking song. So just a little tidbit of info there. And that's some of my knowledge that I get from watching or listening to podcasts while I wash dishes.
Never know what you'll learn.
Yep, exactly. And let's see what we got next. All right, up next we have Freedom by Quicken. And Dexter, will you give that a read for us, please? Is Dexter with us?
Yeah. Freedom. In the realm of freedom's fervent glow, where echoes of valor and courage proudly flow, dawn breaks to unveil our nation's might amidst colors that dance in the sky's infinite height. Bold red, a statement of strength we proclaim for the bloodshed that in battles that forged our name. Through trials and triumphs, we've come this far, united as one beneath liberty's guiding star. Then comes white, draped in serene embrace, symbolizing purity woven with grace. Within the purity, within its purity, we find hope's gentle plea that peace may prevail and all humanity be free. Lastly, blue sweeps across the solemn reverence, a tapestry of loyalty that commands our allegiance. The vastness of skies whispers of dreams anew as we strive for a future that's just as and true. On this Independence Day, our hearts take flight as fireworks ignite, painting the canvas of night. With every burst, memories of sacrifice arise to honor those that have paved the path to our prize. May we cherish the freedoms that fervently sought to protect the ideals of, by which we fought. Let us hold tight to our unwavering stance as we celebrate this day of independence's dance. So as the stars and stripes wave high over the land, we pledge our allegiance and with unshakable command. For the nation's spirit, united we stand with liberty and justice hand in hand.
Yeah.
With my neighbor stopping by and giving me the chance in the background. So, but anyway,
I like it. We have some cheering going on. All right. was that the end of the poem?
End poem. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. My fault. But great read there, Dexter, and great cheering. By your neighbor, adds to the celebratory feel. But I thought this was a wonderful write. I love this one-word title, freedom. I was glad to see that Quicken was inspired, as, of course, I was glad to see that, you know, all the people who contribute to our show are inspired. I like the rhyme and flow of this. I like how he brings us through the red, the white, and the blue. And, you know, with the idea of what each one represents, you know, the idea that bold red, a statement of strength we proclaim, then comes white draped like a serene embrace, symbolizing purity woven with grace. Lastly, blue sweeps across with a solemn reverence, a tapestry of loyalty that commands our allegiance. This really is a wonderful rite. Paying tribute to this day and to the freedoms that we have and, you know, the fact that we take time to honor and celebrate those freedoms offered up and to celebrate and honor the birth of our nation. And all the way through wonderful lines, but another part I really like is may we cherish the freedoms they fervently sought and protect the ideals by which they fought. Let us hold tight to our unwavering stance as we celebrate this day of independence's dance. Wonderful, right, and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I knew you were coming here. I knew it. I thought this was just a fabulous wonderfully expressed, and fabulous imagery throughout. It was just really an excellent share. And I'm with you, Pam. You know, I like how he did the red, white, and blue stanzas. They were the three that I pulled. But there really wasn't a bad one amongst them all. They just kind of pulled together. And I looked at that, and I went, on this Independence Day, our hearts take flight as fireworks ignite, painting the canvas of night with every burst. Memories of sacrifice arise to honor those who paved the path of our pride. The whole thing was really well done, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much, Quicken, for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Dexter, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you. Yeah, I live in a duplex, and Erin came down to get something that she is having delivered and having to burst in on me reading a poem, and it was, she's great. But, no, but this was a fantastic write. And, you know, the way that it was crafted, it was very elegantly stated. May we cherish the freedoms they fervently sought, protect the ideals on which we fought,
the rhyme to it was amazing, but I was just blown away by just the elegance and language that was used throughout this piece and in the thought that was put into to crafting each stanza. So very well done, Quicken.
Absolute. Great comment. Great comment. All right. And we'll see what we have next. Up next, we have a poem that has two words in the title, and I can pronounce 50% of that title, just to let you all know.
Okay.
Yes. So we have America... Adacystia, totally butchered that word, by Luke J.R. And Luke was, oh, what is it, Jean?
I think it's Adacystia.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, that actually sounds very correct. I bet you're right. Thank you.
I think that.
Thank you.
Sorry, I guess you hate.
And we do have a recording for that whenever you're ready.
And thank the Lord we do. So let me hit the button. I hit the button.
America ad scitius. The clustered stars, the steadfast bars, the red, the white, and the blue. Holding an angel within you. Mistakes were from the corners. How sooner the wings flayed. To those who were living upon a star, many stars united, blueness ignited, with swaying reds and whiteness. This is where we share delightness. The clustered stars, the steadfast bars, the red, the white, and the blue. Holding an angel within you. Whether ahead of time, protection can lead to rejection. How you fly in the skies with darkness as a possible weapon. Pipes broken down, rearranged. Pipes broken down, recycled to arranged. Hold your ranged weapon. Put it down. Turn your guns into fists without a sound. Whether having the right to fight, whether have the right to protect, you can't argue. Of his decisions of intellect, red, white, blue, they are within you, whether you're an angel to them, whether you're an angel to you, red, white, blue, they are stars fallen for you. Let's be grateful for the happiest birthday of all. Happy birthday, America.
Great reading right there, Luke. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated, and thank you very much for the birthday wish for America. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a fantastic write, and the way he stated, you can't argue the decision of intellect, whether having the right to fight, whether having the right to protect. The fact is that there's a lot of the attributes and traits that our country holds that whether we know it or not have been absorbed into us. And sometimes that's even in the form of protesting our own country. And so, America has become a part of us when you live here. And I thought that he captured that very well. And the cluster of stars, from the flag, he did it in a great way where he tied in all of the symbolic things that he needed to. So very well done to Luke J.R.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. And that is one of the great things about being in a free country is, that you do have that right to speak up and protest and say, hey, I don't like this about our system. So great observation. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to pick a stanza, and I guess I have to go with the final one. Because I'm going to have to mull over the other two for a while. But I thought this was just a well-done piece. It was nice to have a happy birthday from across the pond. I thought it sounded nice. I won't say what I said to Selena earlier. But I thought it was,
yep.
It really was well expressed. Excuse me. And that final stanza, whether having the right to fight, whether have the right to protect, you can't argue that it's decisions of intellect. Red, white, blue, they are within you. Whether you are an angel to them, whether you're an angel to you. Red, white, blue, stars fallen for you. Let's be grateful for the happiest birthday of all. Happy birthday, America. And something about that line. Red, white, blue, they are stars fallen for you. And I don't know that this is meant that way, but it reminded me of our fallen soldiers. And that's kind of where that just kind of rested in my brain. Whether the intent was there or not didn't matter. That was, you know, the way it struck me. So it was a great piece, Luke, and thank you so much for the SoundCloud, and thanks for sharing with us tonight. And thanks for the birthday wish. I like it.
Absolutely. Great comment. And I like your observation, and I have to agree with the idea of that the stars fallen for you is the idea of the soldiers that fall to protect our freedoms. And it was really nice to have someone, poetic friend from across the pond, wish us a happy birthday, America. I thought that was quite nice, and I was glad to see that Luke was inspired. And I did like that ending stanza. And I also really liked the beginning one too, where it says, many stars united, blueness ignited with swaying red and whiteness. This is where we share delightness. You know, the coming together underneath that one flag, you know, that celebratory tone within those lines. So wonderful, wonderful write and very well done. All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's see.
Nope. Come on, Dex, you're supposed to be singing. Great times, I've got to tell them, man.
Right? What's up with that? Maybe he can get his neighbor over to do a duet with him.
Oh, my God. You're a mess. Yeah, Dex, come on. Did he leave us? He's so quiet.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did find the next one, and it is Patriotic Streamers and Pyrotechnic Dreams by Bluesman. And it goes like this. Patriotic streamers covered the parade, which ended at Park Center under cool maple shade. Chicken and ribs sweetly scented the air around sticky-faced children with cotton candy hair. A barbershop quartet completed the scene, lulling senior citizens into a nostalgic dream. Their four-part harmony danced through the air with red striped straw hats lending an authentic flair. Blankets and lawn chairs covered the park as the festivities paused. With the coming of dark, orchestra in place, kettle drums at the ready for a pyrotechnic dream, thunderous and heady. Silver sand sparkled as it fell from the sky while onlookers smiled with a twinkling eye. Children all shouted, cheering at the sight of this magical sky on a midsummer night. Parents caught in a memory from a time long ago when they first saw fireworks with their faces aglow. Vicarious reliving through euphoric recall, there were once again children in awe of it all. With a thunderous grand finale and the cannon's loud clap, all the babies were wailing in full diapers of crap. That was my cue to the car, now we go, to beat the mad rush at the end of the show. With a smile and a sigh, we rush past all the cars in the land of the free under blanket of stars. End poem. And what a wonderful nostalgic write with a great mixture of nostalgia and a bit of a humor thrown in. Definitely put a smile on my face. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this is a wonderful piece here. I love the imagery throughout, and I would love to have had this piece presented on tonight's show. That's what I wrote last time. Exactly what I said. But I think it was just a really, really well done write by Bluesman. I think there was a lot of good imagery. And maybe not some good imagery. You know, you get down the comfort. Then it gets a little bit, you know, not so pretty. But he definitely gets into the details of the day. And, you know, it's kind of like Betty Page's. It's different, but it's kind of like that. It kind of takes you into the different aspects of celebrating the day. You know, blankets and lawn chairs covered the park as the festivities paused with the coming of dark. Orchestra in place, kettle drums at the ready for a psychic pyrotechnic dream, thunderous and heady. I think there were some really good lines throughout. And well done. So thank you so much, Bluesman, for sharing with us. It was a great read and enjoyable.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. It's definitely, definitely a great read. And I have to say that I'm pretty sure that as a mom of four, I probably spent more than one 4th of July changing a diaper when the fireworks were going off.
Absolutely.
Especially considering that three of my children were born in April, May, and June. So.
Right.
Yep. Well, and even the one born in December. But, great comment there. And Dexter, your thoughts? Oh, he says, okay, yeah. He'll be right back.
No, I'm back.
Okay.
Well, welcome back.
I thought that this was a great write. And as you said, I really liked it. The children all shouted, cheering in sight. This is another great one, just really capturing the 4th of July night. And you can almost see images in your mind, you know, when you, a nostalgic dream. Those images of 4th of July night, a kid holding sparklers and everybody sitting there watching in lawn chairs. Almost, you know, if you're from here, almost everybody has those images in their mind. And he does a great job of bringing those back to life. So well done, Bluesman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He really does. He really does. And, I like the nostalgic feel to this. The rhyme and flow is really nice. This does bring back some good memories. I don't do a whole lot for the 4th of July nowadays, but, you know, it used to be, we lived in a couple different towns when my kids were younger that did 4th of July parades. So we would go see the parade. My son Jaron, his favorite part was always the marching band. Of course, you know, as anybody who deals with or has a child with autism knows, they can be the noisiest person in the room, but can be very sensitive to noises from other places. So you have to be really careful about how close you get to fireworks. When I used to, one of the towns we used to live in was nice because they would actually have the fireworks that we could be sitting like on a hill. We'd find a spot on a hill, like something like 3 miles or so away, and you could clearly see all the fireworks for the other three children to enjoy, but not have to worry about, you know, the noise scaring Jaren. You know, the one time, the only bad, worst mistake I ever made was one time I had a stand. They were doing fireworks at the local fair for another event, not for 4th of July. And I stood across a small lake thinking we were far enough away, not thinking about the fact that the way noise echoes off of water and that those first blasts went off. And Jaren let out this high-pitched scream and started running away. And, yeah, all hell broke loose. But, you know, it's still good memories because, you know, there's the grilling, the smiles, the laughters, the tears, the running away. but in the end, yeah, I have to smile at it all. And, you know, I do really like how he says, children all shouted, cheering at the sight of this magical sky on a midsummer night. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and a great humorous look at the 4th of July. So very cool and very well done. All right. Let's see what we got next. All right. Well, up next, we have Independence Day by Rosewinter515. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure.
Me.
Yes, I can do it. Also, serious as his lover.
Okay. Independence Day by Rosewinter515. Wishing you a happy birthday, we sing in harmony today for the land of free America, born on the 4th of July, 1776. Liberty, life, and happiness mix. United Nations and Big Apple, New York peacemakers for Earth's people. Hearts and souls are harmonizing, born on the 4th of July, 76, liberty, life, and happiness mix. Global friendship circles embrace diversity. We are a rich, inclusive community. Rainbows of peace celebrating love, born on the 4th of July, 76, life, liberty, life, and happiness mix. We imagine a world of kindness, this love, health, and joyfulness. This is our prayer to God in heaven, born on the 4th of July, 76. Liberty, life, and happiness mix. And home.
Great read there, Jean. Wonderful write by Rosewinter515. I'm glad she shared this with us. And fun fact, the only American president to be born on the 4th of July was Calvin Coolidge.
I bet it.
What's that?
I said, how about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did slightly material. First, I thought you said I doubt that, and I was like, "Are you questioning my info, Gene?"
No. I'm not stupid. I might not look too bright, but I'm not stupid.
Well, I would pretty much question anything I learn on the internet, anyway. So,
well,
but it seemed like a pretty reliable site. Plus, I can't imagine what anybody would gain out of lying about that. So,
right, exactly.
But, yep. You never know, though. You just never know with some people. And Dexter, your thoughts on Rose's poem?
You need to use it.
I thought that this was a great write. You know, we sing in harmony today for the land of the free America. You know, the spirit of 76 is what came to mind. And she kept repeating that, you know, 76 when it all happened. Liberty, life, and happiness mix. You know, sometimes it can all be so grand, and I thought that this was a great write.
Oh, I have to agree. I have to agree. Wonderful, wonderful comment. Yeah, this was, it did make me think also of the spirit of 1776. You know, great lines all the way through. I like the repetition of born on the 4th of July, 76, and how that reminds us that we are celebrating the birth of our nation, the birth of, you know, being a free nation. I also really like hearts and souls are harmonizing, and global friendship circles embrace diversity. We are a rich, inclusive community, rainbows of peace, celebrating love, born on the 4th of July, 76, liberty, life, and happiness mix. You know, just absolutely delightful lines that celebrate and honor this day. So very cool, Rosewinter 515. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Very much appreciated. All right. And let's see what we have next. All right. I'm actually going to go ahead. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a cute doggy. Is that your dog, Dexter, or your neighbor's?
My neighbor's is the black and white one. Bailey's is the little white, is the small white one. She's the little Shih Tzu.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't even see. You know, Bailey actually kind of blended in where I thought he was part of the other dog. Like, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Yeah, so
oh,
the other one is my
goodness.
Neighbor's dog. And so they get along so well, they just run back and forth. The other one's Juno, and they're both just laying on me right now. They're both kind of freaking a little bit, so.
Poor doggies.
They're laying all over the deck, and you're saying poor doggies.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be saying poor doggies.
I know, poor doggies. Poor Dexter is right. Get these damn things off me, is what I'm thinking.
He won't
I'm leave
another
me beer, right
Sam. It's okay. Oh, my God, that's funny.
That's right.
Poor Dexter, too. But, yeah, like I said last night, I'm pretty fortunate with my dogs. I think part of it, though, is because our fireworks. I mean, I live, like, out in the middle of the woods, and I think things are spaced far enough apart that even though you can hear the fireworks going off, they're not really loud. And
yeah.
My dog is just all, like, chill right now. Yep.
Yeah, my dogs are here listening to the radio show thinking it's all great. But they're not really popping off fireworks here like they usually do. We didn't have very many at all this year.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, because I remember years being on radio shows, like on our shows, and listening and hearing other people's fireworks go off.
Yeah.
Like even though I remember that some years, Dean, listening and hearing fireworks in your area. Going on.
Yeah.
It does seem a little more quiet than usual.
Yeah. There's times where they pop them up left and right around here. They're not supposed to, but they do it anyway. There's been times where I go out and sit on my porch and watch a full fireworks show from a neighborhood like 3-4 blocks away. They shouldn't be doing it,
yeah.
But it's amazing how much they do.
That's what it was like when I lived in town is, you know, you could just step out your front or back door and see fireworks somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
That is just, yep. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put up my poem and give that a read, which I did not have time to write something new. So I just went ahead and brought my write that I wrote for Lou's show last year, and this was to the quote, "Dreams are the foundation of America" by Lupita Nyong'o, and this is called "We Celebrate This Land of Freedom." We celebrate this land of freedom with joyous festivities of togetherness. The charcoal glows in the grill as food sizzles to perfection. Fireworks light the sky as possibilities light the human spirit. Throughout history, people have poured the cement of hope and dreams, and while it was wet, wrote their names and placed their handprints to be remembered. We embrace this treasure of our freedom, forever thankful to those who fought to give us this blessing and poem. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Fantastic, right, Pam? You know, we celebrate this land of freedom, joyous festivities, and togetherness. I thought that you captured it all really in this, you know, because, it, you know, as I said before, you know, it's a time to remember the people that fought, but it's also time to really spend together. And so, you know, I thought that this, you captured that all in this right. And we embrace this treasure of our freedom. Forever thankful for those who fought to give us this blessing. Fantastic end to it, and very well done, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was my goal, to capture both sides of the holiday. So I'm glad you saw that. Thank you. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, Pam, this is a great piece. It's not real long, and you did capture a lot in it. I was going to go, oh, well, let me grab the stanza, and I'm like, no, can't do it. Can't do it. This is just too much of a continuous thought, you know, of the 4th of July. It's not done in bits and pieces, you know. It's not a stanza. It's more just a continual thought, and I like that very much. So I'm not going to read nothing like that. But I will go to the end, though. I will say that. We embrace this treasure of our freedom, forever thankful to those who fought to give us this blessing. You know, that can't be said enough on any of our, you know, holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, any of it. Because really, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be celebrating the 4th of July. You know, and I can't say, you know, we all know how that is. We would have lost the right to do that somewhere down the line already, you know, in one of our many, you know, fights and, well, whatever, you know what I mean, right? I think you really did. You nailed it, and I think it's a great piece. Absolutely. But you started out with the festivities, and like you said, you meant to capture it all, and you did. You really did. You said a whole lot in not a whole lot of words. So, excellent job, and thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that comment. Yeah, I have to say this has been just such a great night of poetry. I do see we have Rosie and Quicken on the board. So, you know, I know Rosie's from across the pond. Hello, Rosie. Happy day to you. And Quicken, I don't know if they're listening, but thank you to them for their poem. And happy 4th of July to them. And, yeah, very cool. Very cool. Good to see people popping in. All right. And let's see what we have next. All right. I think Rosie mentioned last night that she was from Russia. But when she said that she's from the land of lakes, fresh air, Santa Claus, and freezing winter, I decided to be a smartass and say Minnesota. Although I think that pretty much describes Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Honest to God. Honest to
yeah.
God. Oh, my God. Santa Claus can't be from Wisconsin.
Well, tell that to the drunk Santa Claus that rings the bell next to Walmart in Wisconsin. You're telling me he's not from here?
He's the only one.
Does he return every year too? I'm getting intrigued.
He does. It's magic.
Belong to the Santa Claus Union or something. Oh God.
She's from Finland. Okay. That makes sense. Very cool. Well, our next poem is July 4th by Sandy G. and Dexter. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Sorry. Just having to clean up a little more as we go along and along. So hold on. Rosie from Finland. Awesome. I thought she was kind of joking about the Minnesota thing too. So we have a lot in common. Sandy G, July 4th. Hot and still this July 4th morning, quiet before the picnics and parades. A cloudless sky looks down with indifference. Motionless trees, slow, little enthusiasm. Not a turning of a leaf to signify. All the flags hang limp, not a flower bobs. The dead of dead, quiet defines the mood. Clarity defines the weather, indifference the day. People walk through preparations, tracing patriotic steps. The bands will march and play all day, echoing the past. The picnics run till late at night, the watermelon sweet. The kids will will bottle fireflies. The bourbon will run low. Mortars will explode. Streams of stars go writhing. Incendiaries, diaries, burst, weaving arms in open space, diamond arcs spinning wide to wink and radiate, an hour's sweet diversion of nostalgic flight. Still the fourth is numb as clouds of change permeate the air. Patriotism under siege, democracy gone missing. End poem.
Great read there, Dexter, and a wonderful write by Sandy G. I'm glad that he shared this with us. And Gene, your thoughts?
Well, I like the honesty of thought in it. I don't feel that it's, a happy poem. It's not a horrible poem either. It's a good poem because it expresses what he wanted to say. Motionless trees show little enthusiasm, not a turning of a leaf to signify. All the flags hang limp, not a flower bobs. The dead in dead quiet defines the mood. Clarity defines the weather, indifference the day. People walk through preparations, tracing patriotic steps. Bands will march and play all day, echoing the past. The picnics run till late at night. The watermelon sweet. The kids will butterflies, and the bourbon will run low. I don't know. And the way he ends it with democracy gone missing. I mean, there's a message in here, and I get it. I totally get it. I'm just trying to figure out how to state it. So I think I'm going to kick it over to you, Pam, to say it in a proper fashion. Because I'm going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just me. But I think it was really excellently written. There's a lot of wonderful imagery in it. He had no problem putting it into words. And I totally, I get it and I understand it and I like the poem. So well done, Sandy G. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, you are right. And I don't know if I could explain any better than you have, because I think you've actually said it quite well, is it is a more somber piece. It does look at the idea that, holidays are not always a celebratory time and that sometimes, despite everything going on, all the festivities and the noise, there's still this quiet sense of somberness, this idea of the things that weigh heavy on our shoulders when we think about our individual life and also the life of our nation. Definitely a strong voiced right. I really like the line, people walk through preparations, tracing patriotic steps, and diamond arcs spinning wide to wink and radiate is just a great description of the fireworks themselves. And it is a powerful reminder at the end of that we constantly have to be on guard because democracy can be on at siege. You know, it can be taken from us. So obviously not easily, but there's always that lurking shadow. So, yep. Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, I'm still want watermelon. I don't know about your area, Gene, but you know how, like, down south they put they sprinkle salt on watermelon?
I've heard of that. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you do that in your area?
Some do. Some definitely do. I am not.
Okay.
I'm not one of them.
Okay. Well, I have never known anybody who ever did that. When I moved from Wisconsin to Texas when I was 18 years old and people were sprinkling salt on their watermelon, I just thought that was the oddest thing. But apparently it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to make the watermelon sweeter and juicier. You know, I had a friend from Texas who actually posted a meme that said, why do we put salt on our watermelon? And she said, it said something like, because it makes the watermelon juicier, because it makes the watermelon sweeter, because that's what your grandma told you to do.
Yeah, I've seen people do it. I'm just like, I get enough salt in my diet. I don't need any more help.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
If you have bitter coffee, you put salt in your coffee pot, and it takes the bitterness out of it. The last thing I need to do is start putting salt in my watermelon, salt in my coffee. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, yeah, considering I'm a 3 to 6 cups a day woman, if I put salt in my coffee, my blood pressure would be to the roof.
Absolutely. Honest goodness.
And
yeah.
Yep. And Dexter, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great write, and I agree with you. I've been to Texas, and Texas is a weird place on its own. mortars will explode, streamers and star go right. This is another one that really talks about the mood and the preparation and just the bands that march and the celebration that goes along with it. And motionless trees show little enthusiasm. It just speaks to the heat that kind of can hang in the day on the 4th of July. This is just right in the hot, right when the summer finally really kind of starts reaching its peak. And, she tied that in very nicely as well. Great written piece and very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now we can, great comment. And now we can get all competitive about who has the most lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Finland. I will have to Google that after the show. So.
Here we go. Oh, my gosh. A new challenge.
All right. Let's see what we have next. Do-do-do-do-do. All right. Grabbing the next one.
Sorry.
It's not the company, it's the hour.
Yep, yep. All right, all right. Blah, 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 I'm tripping over my tongue. The poem we have next is "The Flag Is Still There" by Daniel DeShino. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
I will give it a try. And I know your tongue got wrapped around your eyepiece and you couldn't see which way you were going. I know how it works.
Exactly.
"The Flag Is Still There" by Daniel DeShino. I cannot rhyme today. I do not feel the connective harmony. There is a sadness in the air, dystopia of disillusion. If only history was taught by novelists instead of historians, then what is might not be what was. I think of those that have gone. What did they build? What did they want? I will always have faith that compassion and peace are in the hearts of all. It has just disappeared with the wind. And flags hang prostrate in the air. But still, if enough speak, if the air moves again, the flags may fly as they did so long ago. End point.
Great read there, Jean, and a wonderful write by Daniel DeShino. This was another one that had a more somber feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I like how in his AN he says, since about 2014 and 2015, I've watched the United States slowly way less united and more confused. I'm not sure what to do about it, but I do have faith in Americans, and we will figure it out. And I like that he talks in his AN about, you know, having faith, and I think that especially comes through in those end lines that, and flags hang prostrate in the air, but still if enough speak, if the air moves again, the flags may fly as they did so long ago. And a wonderful reminder that our voices, and as poets, our pens and our words are the greatest weapon we have, you know, to say what needs to be said. So wonderful write and very well done. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this is a great, right, and, you know, I'll play on, and our flag was still there. You know, I think that there's a lot of similarities that you could say to the bombardment of the bombs that were happening during the time when, you know, that song was penned and made the national anthem. And there's a lot of similarities that are happening now. You know, there's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of fog. There's a lot of cloudiness that are happening. But he's pointing out that our flag is still there. And so there's still hope to be had when the flag is still there. And so great, right, Daniel?
Absolutely. And that is... that is the important part of, you know, that message in that poem is that the hope is still there. So very cool. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think Dex made a great point there because when that song was written, they were in the middle of battle and everything was going off right there around them when Mr. Key wrote it. And in the morning when everything cleared, there was the flag still standing. And, you know, I guess that is the way to look at it because what we're going through and have been through and what have you, when all that smoke clears, it'll still be standing. I have all the faith in the world of that, you know, because we can't, well, I'm not going to get into the rest of it because, That's the stuff I try to avoid. But I think that this was just really well expressed by Dan. Let me say it that way and keep myself out of trouble. But it's an excellent writing and a great perspective on it, Dex. Absolutely.
It is. Absolutely. And, yeah, that was a great perspective on it. And wonderful comment there, Jean. Yep, and I did find out that Finland has 187,888. And like Dexter says, Jesus is their land in Finland.
Nope, everybody has own swimmies.
That's right. They live on house.
I heard it's not far from Atlantis.
And just because I feel like it's my Wisconsin duty to be competitive with my Minnesota brother, Dexter, I would like to point out that Minnesota has 11,842 lakes and Wisconsin has 15,000. So
wow.
Well, go to hell. Well, no, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm born in Wisconsin, so don't get me too twisted. I can take credit for whatever the winning side is. I wish I could say I'm finished right now. I wish I could say I'm finished right now too, so I could just kind of take the winning team on all fronts. I wish right now, but I'm not. So
Gray's the kind of guy that does win, place, and show when he places a bet. He's got all three of them covered.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Right.
I
like that.
Too funny.
Well, you know what? I would like to use the last like two or three minutes of this show to mention some upcoming shows, because Dexter, you have a new show coming up and you have a contest running for it that needs rights. So why don't you go ahead and give that a bit of a promotion?
All right. Awesome. Yeah, we are rights are coming in. We just had another couple here tonight. I've been getting messages from people about different rights, but we have a brand new show, Once Upon a Time. A first one, you know, of all things, that we're kicking it off with Chernobyl. Talking about the Chernobyl firefighters, the liquidators. You could write in about any aspect of it. There's the abandoned city of Pripyat. So it's just going to be a show that really kind of covers, I won't say it's always going to be some darker sides of history, but we're definitely kicking it off about some darker aspects of history. But we are, it's going to be a show designed to really give history a voice. And I'm definitely not the know-all. I am a teacher. I do enjoy history. And so I am encouraging everybody to bring their voice into it and what their knowledge is, and to do their due diligence and to do a little bit of research on it and give us a aspect that they have. So I'm excited about it. Yeah, the first one is Chernobyl. It's going to be after midnight on Friday, and I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to that show. And I figure between you being a teacher and me sitting in my armchair listening to podcasts about history, we're going to make a dynamic duo.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we are. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to do it with anybody else, but Pam Ray is helping me out on this. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But yes, everyone, please make sure to check out Dexter's contest, and please make sure to check out our new show. And, of course, make sure to check out all the poetry and contests and topic boards put up by our late-night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. Tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, you can join Gray Eyes Smith for Art of Seduction. And at 12:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Thursday, you can join Afasiana and I believe I don't know.
Why did I think it was Richard this week?
Oh, Richard's joining her this week. Okay, Richard. Okay, well, Afasiana and co-host.
Never mind. I'll be quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking about the fact that Parts Inc. got moved. Yeah.
Ah.
And Yes, and so Parts Center, Parts Saint, she has a contest up on the topic of grief that I know she mentioned earlier, needs rights, so check that out. Thank you so much, as always, Jean, for being my twisted sister and for everything you do in the background. Thank you, Dexter, for calling in and joining us. Really appreciate you. Thank you to everybody who, the people who hung on the board. Let's see, we had Ravi and we had Quicken, and I see Selena peeking in. Good to see them all. Happy 4th of July, and, you know, have a wonderful night, everyone. And
thank you, Randy.
Oh, and Randy. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Yes, thank you, you too. Thank you, Randy. Very much appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely.
And Jean, was there anything you'd like to say?
Well, I was just confused about who was doing Thursday's show because I didn't realize the Vaziana would have two shows on Thursday. And I don't know. There's not much else. I'm looking forward to the new show, and we have things all turned upside down for a little while, but that's okay. We'll fix it. Eventually, we'll find a spot for everybody to live. But we're good, right? Next, we're going to make a fine team. We got good stuff happening. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Dex. It's always great to have you hanging out with us. And Pam, great show, as always. And, yeah, take care. Pam?